W Mobile.
Man KM 418.
Good morning, Ed. How you doing this morning?
Doing.
They're saying we're going to get some serious rain late this week.
Because they've talked about tropical depression the other day on the radio.
Pickens County getting almost 7 inches.
Buy me a boat.
Yeah, for sure.
But this has been a wet year. Hartwell Lake is above full now. So I don't know what they're going to do. Because somebody told me that 1 inch of rain in a lake equals 3 feet in height.
By the time you get all that water running into it, and the daughter called yesterday about 10:30, all panicky and everything, and that, and they live in a little trailer park, and it's, I guess their trailer's about 150 feet from a creek, but when they woke up, the water was running underneath the trailer. The dog woke them up. It was about a foot and a half deep all over the trailer park and everything, and she's wondering what to do. And my wife told her to call 911 for a rescue, but the water started receding just shortly after that, so they were okay.
Glad to hear it. I imagine that is a fright.
Had a lot of rain. It was, you know, training in the same spot. And I think it pushed a bunch of branches up around the little bridge right there by her road and made the water go around the bridge, and that's what did it, I believe.
Be right on that. It don't take much debris to send the water a different way.
At the end of the trailer park, it was about waist deep, but there at her house, it was just a little over knee-deep, and I just can't see how it could be that way, because it's flat. I believe it was just rushing around that bridge.
Did it take the bridge out?
Angela, it's a concrete bridge pretty much formed in there, and it's just a single-lane bridge on that, but it looked pretty stable last time I was down there.
They better check it close.
A lot of traffic. It just goes back to a couple of houses and a game preserve and a range and that.
They live.
She lives in Kentucky.
Batman in Kentucky?
Not that far, but I mean, the area she lives in is maybe about, you know, 2 football fields. In size and that, and it's relatively flat right there.
When I worked with the police department, they sent me to Kentucky 3 different times to work, and everywhere I went, I either going up a hill or going down one.
See, that creek's kind of down in the bottom, and it's kind of both ways. You know, it's kind of uphill and that, so once that water got in there, there wasn't much you could do about it.
Trapped.
Yeah, she needs to have a plan on what to, you know, what should I take and that. She needs to get all that stuff together and put it in a box for her just in case.
Put that right. If it keeps up raining, it rains 7 inches, like they say, I might be floating myself.
Most of that rain was coming Thursday night and Friday.
I just had to get me a boat so I can deliver papers in. But I thought about y'all the other day. I saw a 2-seater kayak.
And on the 2-seater kayak?
I said I thought about you and Mike and all. I saw a 2-seater kayak on top of a guy's truck. It was Sunday morning.
I had one so that me and Mama could go, because she's, I don't think she's into, you know, getting one for herself, but she would ride, you know what I mean, if we had a 2-seater.
in for a paddle and say, let's go. One of the flat bottom canoe, but I think I've got too old and too smart for that.
Comes out pretty good. It's 13.3 long, but it's like 44 inches wide in the middle, and that, and you can actually stand up in it. It works real good.
One so I could go fishing around the edge of the lake, just take my time and just float around. But I think I'm done past that.
One of the best fishing is, I got mine because I can get in areas where you can't get a boat, and I usually find some good fish back up in there.
The creeks that run off my property into the lake, and catfish love to get in there and just hang around in that water.
Creek over by the house, it's only about 20 feet wide, but man, there's some really nice fish in there.
These little creeks ain't big enough for no fish, but they both come out the side of a hill. And that water is ice cold, and I love drinking it. Any idea what your day's looking like?
I got a couple of things that I got to do, but they're nothing major. And so, I mean, just taking it easy as far as I can tell.
It'd be Friday. Well, I sort of hope this is good and easy on you because it's a Monday.
FW. Yeah, I know. I know I don't have any reports or anything like I used to have at the other place.
I lost not having to do that.
One of those things that did, and it really didn't make a whole lot of difference.
Made your life simpler. Be blinking this weekend?
To do any. We did a little bit of riding around and that, and we went to see one of Susan's friends that lives up above Marietta that we hadn't seen in probably at least 2 or 3 years. And that, so we went to see her for a little bit.
Honestly, I didn't do nothing yesterday. While I think about it, in a couple of Saturdays from now, I'm probably, if everything, unless things change, I'll be going down to the lowland down the coast to pick up some shrimp. So if you want any, let me know.
Hey, let me talk to Mama and see. I can't eat any shrimp, but she likes them.
Be allergic.
Roger, roger.
And you missing out on some good fiddles. Bother you if they're cooked in like a low country boil and you eat everything else but them? Does it still bother you?
I never tried. And I mean, you know, I can touch them and do stuff, but it was, you know, man, it was 50 years ago. I may not even be allergic anymore. I need to just go have one of those tests done, you know, just to see.
People can't eat stuff straight up, but if they mix it with something, it seems like it doesn't bother them.
Shrimp in the deep fryer and then cook some nuggets in there and it doesn't bother me.
Low country boil may not bother you either, but we'll just have to see.
Go in there and turn around and come back.
Fire it.
6 hour turnaround if you didn't stop.
Long enough to get gas, do whatever, and eat lunch. And we'll get probably 10-20 pounds and come back. Come and freeze them in brine water. They taste just like they come out of the ocean when you throw them out to cook them. Your mic on the radio this morning. You know if he's off or what?
No, a lot of times he takes off on a Monday. I know he was off on Friday.
Like he's got. But maybe I'll be able to catch him Wednesday.
On about, you know, 20 till 6, something like that.
Paper route, it gets way they delivering here lately, it gets pretty goofy. And if I get out real late, there's no chance of me getting on and talking. Thing, they decided they're not going to hold up the press for Clemson football games at night. Last Saturday and they didn't hold up for them. We got the papers at a decent time. Some plays at night and they have a kickoff at 7:30. We won't get the paper for 5 o'clock in the morning.
That ain't any good. You know what I mean? It just makes everybody late just because of that one thing. It doesn't make any sense.
I had a lot of unhappy customers, but, you know, there was nothing I could do about it. It made me feel bad, though. But they were paying for something that they couldn't get when they wanted it. Say the average age of my customers is probably between 72 and 75.
That would start weeding down after just a little bit, wouldn't you? The next couple of football games go, and if everybody starts getting sick, that'll probably be the end of it anyway.
More than likely. They said, you know, families can sit together, and I think it's going to be about half occupancy as far as home games. But, the way they're doing and the way they're acting here lately, as far as I'm concerned, they can shut it completely down and never hit the field again.
Mate, I wouldn't complain.
NFL and NBA and Major League Baseball, all of them, as far as I'm concerned, they can shut down and go home and do like the rest of us, get a real job, work from whenever to whenever.
On that one.
When they be Friday. Thank God and Greyhound I'm doing.
Not too late. You'll still be able to make it home before the sun comes up.
You can make it home and get a cup of coffee. It'll be, doesn't matter if the sun's up or not, because I sure ain't going to throw no cakes on the griddle. Not this morning.
Make the bed.
Negative. I'll stay up for a little bit. Piddle around the house. I'll drink me a couple of cups of coffee and get on HF and play around a little bit there. And like I did last night before I left, I got on top to that Route 66 group out in New Mexico.
Storms around. I never hooked mine up yesterday.
Hear no thunder yesterday. Now, the day before, that was a different story. It sounded like it was going to get rough, but we never did get any rain. We were talking about going up and doing some hog hunting. Well, I've been talking to the guys, and they said they hadn't seen any hogs up there in probably 2 or 3 months. They don't know if they've moved out because they don't think they killed them out.
They might have moved on just to find some more food. They probably got all the food out of that area for now.
If you come back, we can go up there with no problem.
You know, that property that I usually hunt sometimes up in Westminster, they got somebody up there with a big old cage, and he's been trapping some of them, is what I hear.
He did on this guy's property. And this, that property I'm talking about, it's in Westminster as well. Okay, where Muddy Acres is?
Never heard of it.
Like going back toward Georgia and you cross over the river?
A couple of times.
As soon as you cross over the river, look back to your left and you'll be looking at it.
It's not that far out of town.
Doesn't seem to be too far out. It might be a little bit further out. Just like 3 or 4 miles, maybe. Good day goes better than mine, because tonight seems like it was never going to end.
Yeah, I'm still in that learning mode, but and so they've been going by pretty quick, but I'm with you. I hate it when it goes by really, really slow.
AP Friday. I tell you, it just seems like the faster I tried to go, the slower I got. I wonder what's going on. The dive team for DNR just went by me.
Good. So I'll say 73, and it's good talking to you, and I hope you have a better night tonight than you did this night. And I'll look forward to catching you in the morning, KN4TFW.
Well, glad you made it in safe, and I'm fixing to roll up myself. So you have a good one. Don't work too hard, and be careful on the way home, and I'll try and hopefully catch you in the morning. So KM4NAP will be clear and send 73 your way.